When Congress approved the Farm Bill in February, it included changes to a program called Heat and Eat. The program went like this. If a state gave a low-income household assistance in paying their home heating bill, the federal government would fund additional food stamp benefits for that family. The previous law only required a state give $1 in heating assistance to qualify, but the new law says states must pay at least $20 in energy benefits to get the additional food stamp funds. State Representative Katrina Shankland introduced a bill that would have enabled Wisconsin to meet the new minimum last spring, but it didn't even come up for a vote.
255,000 Wisconsin households losing $276 million in food share benefits really will be devastating for these people. We're talking about, you know, family of three losing out on $1,200 worth of food assistance.
The heat and eat cuts are already in effect in Wisconsin, and the governor's office says the state will not change its current heating assistance funding level. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.